"You gotta get a gimmick," sings the stripper in Gypsy, who bumps it while playing a trumpet. 3 years ago, two gifted musicians, marimba player Nancy Zeltzman and violinist Sharon Leventhal, discovered they had the best possible gimmick. They sounded terrific together. So they became Marimelin, and their first album has just been released by GM Recordings. This is an exciting small label founded by composer-conductor Gunther Schuller, primarily to showcase contemporary and other neglected American music. I wouldn't be surprised if Marimelin became GM's biggest hit. Here's the beginning of the haunting second movement of Thomas Oboe Lee's Marimelin. Neither instrument is classical in origin. The marimba was originally an African folk instrument that later became associated with Mexico and Central America, where marimba bands blended folk and popular styles. It didn't become respectable until the 20th century. The violin also had its origins in folk music, but it's been associated with classical music for so long, it was something of a shock when musicians began using it in jazz. Most of the pieces Marimelin plays seem happily cross-fertilized by both jazz and the classics. Even as classically grounded a piece as Scott Wheeler's Lyric Variations has a distinctly American vernacular feel. Since there isn't a ready-made repertoire for this combination, most of Marimelin's material is written especially for them. The six composers represented here are all in their mid-30s or 40s. Their music has an unpretentious, youthful, often improvisatory sound. Like the piano, the marimba can play both melody and rhythm. A pianist friend pointed out how much easier it is to hear the violin when it's playing with a marimba than to balance it against what he refers to as that big black box. Though the marimba doesn't have nearly the variety of tone a piano has, it sure can shimmer in both leading and supporting roles. And Marimelin is not above doing pieces with other instruments. Tabla and triangle in Robert Aldrich's Three Dance. Oboe and bass clarinet in Les Thimmig's jazzy Blue Fire Crown III. Or horn in the trick mirrors of Amelia Rogers' sonically adventurous Shadow Play. ¶¶ In Somewhere in Maine, composer and jazz pianist Lyle Mays uses electronically synthesized sounds, all derived from the marimba and violin. I hope this appealing team succeeds, but I also hope they don't buy their popularity by emphasizing color and charm over the development of moving and substantial ideas, like another group that sometimes seems to have turned new music itself into a gimmick, the Kronos Quartet. For the moment, though, there's no need to worry. We can just sit back and enjoy this delightful new album.